Johnson's Wax to bring out the beauty of the home.
Bring out the beauty of the home.
Red Waring to bring out the beauty of the song.
Bring out the beauty of the song.
The makers of Johnson's Wax present Red Waring and the Pennsylvanians to brighten your morning.
For over 60 years, the makers of Johnson's Wax have brought you wax polishes to help lighten your housework and make your home more beautiful. For over 60 years, Johnson's Wax polishes have outsold every other brand. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, for example, outsells every other brand by more than 2 to 1. And that's why we urge you to...
cut down your housework.
Shine your woodwork.
Shine your linoleum to beautify your home. Bring out the beauty of the home.
And here's your host each Monday and Wednesday morning for Johnson's Wax, Fred Waring.
Bring out beauty of home.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. I was Bill Bivens, who greeted you, and this is Fred Waring with all the Pennsylvanians and music we hope you all enjoy. This morning, we're starting our third season for one of our favorite sponsors, Johnson's Wax.
Look on the bright side.
Right, Bill. From now on, every Monday will be a bright Monday, every Wednesday a Wax Wednesday. What about the McGee's? Well, after a hard winter of answering the door chime at 79 Wistful Vista, they're off on a vacation again, and since himself makes life such a merry-go-round for wonderful Molly, it's not difficult to picture fun-loving Fibber as the man on the carousel.
Carousel isn't the only one who is going around in circles. This is our first day at Shawnee, and the Pennsylvanians are trying to read all their music, shine up the golf clubs, restring the tennis rackets all at the same time. However, Shawnee seems to affect the girls a little differently. Now take Jane Wilson. Jane's a sentimental type. She communes with the stars, sees the beauty in the sky, trees and flowers. Naturally, she'd know the language of the birds and the bees. It's always the same. Love. Sing, Jane.
Thank you.
Dr. Jane Wilson, and here's Don Craig to speak to us of wax. And what have you to say, Don?
Good morning, ladies.
Is that all?
Well, no, not quite. Ladies, every Monday and Wednesday morning, I'd like to spend a minute or two telling you how you can make your home more beautiful and your housework much easier.
And how can they resist you? Sounds like a very good idea, Don.
You see, a lot of housework is just plain unnecessary drudgery. For example, keeping that kitchen linoleum clean is hard work if you get down on your hands and knees and scrub it. But there's no sense in that. What we want you to know is how easy it is to keep your linoleum clean with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. You see, dust and dirt and spilled things won't cling to that gleaming coat of tough wax. Just a once-over lightly with a damp cloth or mop every now and then is all you need do to keep your linoleum looking bright and clean and fresh. You won't have to get down on your hands and knees and scrub. No, ma'am. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on the linoleum makes all that tiresome work unnecessary. The glow coat is so easy to apply, too. You just pour a bit on the linoleum, spread it around, and let it dry. That's all there is to it.
No rub, no buff?
That's right, Fred. There's no rubbing or buffing because glow coat shines as it dries. In just a few minutes, you can give your floor a beauty treatment that will save you hours and hours of unpleasant work. Remember, there's only one glow coat.
Johnson's?
Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Start today to keep your kitchen bright and clean the glow coat way.
Thank you, Don. Now, here's a piece of music which was beginning to show a little wear, but we waxed and shined and polished it to make it last just a little longer. Yeah, the Saber Dance. Joe Marine's No Wallflower, here he comes with a bright bouquet consisting of one daisy and four dandelions. Jackson, Saxon, Waxon, and Schultz reviving a song called Little White Flies.
White lies, the stars are my tears.
With Daisy and her dandy Fibbers. Well, speaking of revivals, it eventually, why not now, Fibbers tune. When you listened to Johnson's Wax program last Tuesday night, you heard Fibber McGee call me long distance about a song he wrote way back in 1916.
So Fibber's a song plugger now, huh?
Yeah, Bill. He sent the words and music to me all the way from Wistful Vista by private messenger.
Gosh, that must have cost him a fortune, but why private messenger?
Our good government doesn't take everything through the mails, you know. National dignity and all. But since Fibber is Molly's husband, and since I like Molly, I brought along my banjo, and I'll answer this request personally.
Personally?
Of course. Let's see. Written by Fibber, it must be in the key of G. With popcorn.
Hey, now just wait just a second, Fred. Hold it. Are you sure that's what Fibber wanted?
He wanted to hear his tune in my show, didn't he? All right.
Oh, peanuts go with popcorn. Sunrise goes with dew.
Now, Fred, wait. Just be patient just for a second. Are you sure that's the way that he wanted it and he wanted to hear you sing it?
Yeah. I'm the one he called, am I not? I'll sell a million copies for him. The telephone. That's Shawnee line. I wonder whom that could be. I'll take it. Hello. Fibber McGee? Oh. You want the Pennsylvanians to sing it. All right, Fibber. That's the way you want it. But look, you say you wrote this song in 1916... Well, when you and Molly go back in the air next fall, I just happen to have an old joke I thought of in 1910. It seems there were two traveling salesmen. One traveling salesman said to the other traveling salesman, "Hello. Hello. Hello, Fibber. Fibber McGee." I wonder if he could have hung up on me. Oh! Well, so long as they started, we'll play it the way it's arranged.
Long ago when the world was new, well, all was packed and had to do with the beaming up of this and that, for better or worse in a two-room flat. Better or worse in a two-room flat.
Each and every living thing from amoeba down to a jungle king went looking for its natural mate, cause two by two is a natural state.
Two is a natural state.
He had to take two of everything.
radish.
Red and white with blue.
Mustard goes with hot dogs, and I want to go with you.
Oh, even Wallace Wimple goes with you know who.
Everything goes with something else. It's a thing that a thing must do. So I want to go with.
I want to go with.
I want to go with. I want to go with. I want to go with. I want to go with you. Whoa.
John Quinn and music by Ken Darby.
And that's a very nice tune, too, I think.
Yes, Fibber may have himself the poor man's nature boy there. It's exactly the same underlying philosophy. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is that peanuts go with popcorn and I'll go with you in return. Well, good luck, Abez McGee. Now, I'm going to write a song called Henrietta. Joe Marine, let's have the real thing. Nature boy.
Turn.
listen and look on the bright side.
Well, a few minutes ago, I told you about the amount of work that Johnson's Glow Coat could save you. About how easy it is to keep linoleum clean and bright when you use Glow Coat. But I didn't say much about the beauty Glow Coat adds to a kitchen, and that's mighty important. It's really remarkable how a shining linoleum brightens up a room. The gleaming luster of that wax film reflects the sunlight, makes a kitchen more cheerful. It certainly does a lot for linoleum colors, too. It brings them out, makes them look fresher and brighter. Now, I know that every homemaker wants her kitchen to be just as clean and bright and fresh-looking as it can be. And that's why I say, use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. It's a very easy thing to do. Just pour a bit on the floor, spread it around with a cloth or an applier, and then let dry. In just a few minutes, Glow Coat dries to a hard, gleaming luster.
No rub, no buff.
Right. You don't have to rub or buff, because Glow Coat shines as it dries. In a matter of minutes, you see the gleaming difference Glow Coat will make. Now, you'll be proud of that new, clean, well-polished look your kitchen will have. You'll be happy working in a brighter kitchen. And now, when you make out your shopping list, be sure to include Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat.
How do you spell it, Don?
That's G-L-O-C-O-A-T. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. And remember, when you buy Glow Coat, you buy beauty for your home.
That's fine, Don. Glow Coat to bring out the beauty of the home, and Joanne Wheatley to bring out the beauty of a song from Finian's Rainbow, that old devil moon. Thanks again for coming. We hope you've enjoyed the first show of our third season for Johnson's Wax. When you go shopping today, remember to say, Johnson self-polishing glow coat.
Look on the bright side, shine up the right side, bring out the beauty of the home.
Reminding you that the Monday and Wednesday Fred Waring shows are brought to you by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Tuesday and Thursday by the American Meat Institute. Friday by the Minnesota Valley Canning Company.
Try to be with us tonight for our regular Monday evening show and tomorrow at the same time. See you then. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.